Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
I couldn't tell whether this was on or not earlier. But good evening and welcome to the Citizens for the Future of Alexander County Candidates Forum. As November 6th approaches, this forum provides an opportunity for citizens to find out where the candidates for Alexander County Board of Commissioners stand on the issues that are important to help the county move forward. So know that your attendance here tonight, that it is important, it is appreciated, and we thank you for that. A couple of things. Some of you already have received some index cards and have submitted some questions to us that you want to be asked of the candidates. If you would like an index card, if you can hold up your hand, we'll get one to you. And you can submit those after you get your question written. Just hold up your hand, and somebody will either Kathy or I will come and take that from you. And we'll try and work that into the program. There are several other thank yous that I would like to make tonight. I want to say thank you first to CBCC for allowing us a place to gather here tonight. And to thank you to all of our candidates who have come to answer your questions. And without them, of course, there would be no forum. So we thank them very much. We also want to thank our timekeepers. And that's Leanne Perkins and Edmund Chapman over here. And thanks to Kathy Riddle, who worked very hard to get this event set up. Also, we'll thank our moderator, Dale Clary. He's going to be posing questions to our candidates tonight. Now let's meet the candidates. They're seated in the order of the number that they drew earlier to see what order they would be posed, the questions would be posed to them. Right before you do, the far right there is Marty Pennable, then Melissa Enfield, Ronnie Reese, Larry Yoder and Lynn Deal Jr. Let's give them all a hand. Just a little bit about the rules for our forum tonight. Each candidate will have been given 3 minutes for an opening statement, and then when the questions are asked, each one will have 1 minute to answer that, and each candidate will answer each of the questions. After several rounds of questions, the candidates will each then have 3 minutes for a closing statement. So that is the, in a nutshell, our rules for this evening. We hope that this will be very beneficial to everyone here and everyone concerned about the county. And now I'll turn the program over to our moderators, Dale Clary. Thank you, Dale.
Again, I'd like to thank everybody for being here tonight, starting with the candidates.
Somebody asked me a while ago if I was excited, and I said, I've been drunk for days. Then today, I started getting a little nervous, it's like giving a party, and what if nobody comes? Same feeling I had in the office the first time, the first election board, makes you a little nervous. I'd like to point out tonight, everybody connected with this is volunteer. Nobody works for the county, nobody works for a party, and these guys were volunteering at a higher level. So if we stump our toe doing something tonight, we'll fix it. We're not professionals. One of the things we had mentioned to the candidates earlier, and our group has talked about, we would really like to see a form of some sort become a every election year expectation in the county. I think a nonpartisan form is so helpful. It doesn't have to be our group. It could be a city club. It could be the two new business associations getting together. Now, I get really radical. The two parties could come together and put on nonpartisan. Small community like ours, anything like that is possible. I think it's just very healthy to get the questions out. And I think the candidates realize it is good for them. We live in a great community, but we're also in a community that's challenging to share information. Times does a great job once a week. Radio station. Social media. That's helping some. But we don't have the TV station there. So if you think this is beneficial tonight, keep talking to people in the community about it. And that's great to have these elections out. Okay, now we do have one problem, sorry. Positive problem. We will not have time for all the questions. Now, so that's a positive problem because we didn't know what to expect. We worked up a list to start with. Had quite a few turned in tonight. A lot of the questions do overlap. So if I don't ask your particular question, chances are the big questions get into the same area. Briefly rehash, we'll start off with candidate number one, the first question. We get question two. Number two, we'll pick it up and we'll rotate. We didn't think it would be fair to have everybody have to answer every question first or somebody wait. So. Okay, questions? Let's start with the easy one.
No, the platform would be first. They have to get
the platform. Sorry. I'm ready to go. Well, Yankees aren't playing, I've never heard. Party or not party?
My name is Marty Phillips. I'm running for commissioner in Alexander County, of course. I do want to take 1 second to introduce my mom that's here this evening. I've never publicly recognized her in any event, and I truly appreciate the upbringing and the time and effort and determination during mine and my sister's bringing up. Anyway, I'm running for commissioner because, number one, I have the desire to serve. I've served in multiple capacities throughout the county for a lot of years, whether it be recreation sports, up to church committees, to school board currently. My term is ending this year on that. I have a strong work ethic and a lot of determination. I like to get the job done. Once I start a job, I like to finish it. I attribute that to my mom and watching her provide for our family growing up. I've got ability to bring folks together. Seems like when there's a need, we can put out the right pushes, it seems like, and the county comes together, the community. We just did an extraordinary meeting for law enforcement and other folks that went around to Hurricane Florence. Day and a half, this was not a Marty, it was a county deal. Tremendous amount of stuff was taken down there for them. But I want a safe county. Number one, if you don't have a safe environment, nobody's going to do anything, and especially the kids are not going to learn in the school systems, and education is a must. If our kids, they have so little in what they're afforded to, but they do a lot with it, you know? And I know our kids are precious to us. They are a part of our infrastructure in this county. I put that right in there with the sewer, water, you name it, because they are our future here in this county. We have a high retention of, people that grow up here. Our county is currently good, but it can be better. It can be better. We don't want to become a stagnant county. We need to grow. We need to provide for our citizens. And we want our children to thrive when they take over the reins one day. And we want them to be here. And we want this place to be somewhere that is inviting for folks on the outside to come in. This is a bedroom community for the surrounding areas for the most part, but we can still bring businesses and courts here. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Melissa?
Speak up a little loud.
Are these mics on?
Yeah. Good evening.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm Melissa Benfield. I'm a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. I've lived in Bethlehem for 12 years with my husband Don, who's in the back, and my daughter Hannah, both of whom were raised in Alexander County. My daughter attended Bethlehem Elementary, was West Alexander Middle School. She now attends Challenger High School. She's the last graduating class from Alexander County, as now we have an early college in Alexander County. I have been very active in her school functions, Beta Club, National Honor Society, band, percussion events, and all of the Science Olympiad events. I'm a Methodist. I'm a member of the UMW, cosmetologist, and realtor. I'm originally from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. I moved here after finding my husband in Kentucky. My hobbies include reading, tornado chasing, photography, and any activity outdoors. I'm running for commissioner because of my focus on the quote, our lives begin to end the day we become solid about things that matter, the great Dr. King. I believe I can make a difference in Alexander County and our respect levels of all people and our ability to love and cherish people from all walks of life. I want to see Alexander County flourish and because of what I know it and become what I know it can when we grow and embrace that growth. Because in the end, if something is not growing, it's dying, and I don't want to see my county left behind. It's time for us to put away our differences and become stronger together. Being the dominant personality that I am, I'm a person who likes to get things done and move forward progressively together. I feel that if I'm on the commission, there will be a different perspective, and I will be able to bridge the gap that is currently there. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm Ronnie Reese. Thank my family, part of the interior medical lives here, Bob's oldest daughter, son in law, and about probably three grandchildren. Actually have seven now. Two of those is homeowner, really. I guess three of them since I was on commission board. I'm currently county commissioner. I'm seeking the re-election to that seat. And I do appreciate my family support, friends, and everything that's here tonight to come out for this. And my desire, same, I guess, to everyone else, I wish to see the county go forward. I own property here. All my children live here. They own property here. They, you know, pay taxes, all those things like everyone else. So I want to make, you know, as much good things happen as we can, you know, within the means that we have to work with Kenya County. And, you can see our track record, you know, for me so far. There's some good things, probably some bad things, but I think there's a lot of good things. I'll touch on that a little later on that we have been able to do. And it comes with everybody working together. You know, no one person can really take it and do it. If we're all, you know, working for the same goal, then, you know, it makes it much easier. But I think you can see with water, sewer, infrastructure, that's what we've tried to put emphasis on. And, even a global company is getting ready to open up down here in about 40 hours. All that's happened within, you know, just the past 4 years. So, jobless rates low. So, you know, we've got some things in place and working together good. I can work with anyone. I have the ability to negotiate, to make things happen. Just like Marty said, I like to see things happen and get them done. Sometimes they don't happen as fast as I like on when you start talking to government and get things that happen. But, you know, I once again appreciate everyone coming out, appreciate the ones that put it on tonight, and looking forward to answering the questions as best I can. And just want to have the ability to serve the county one more time. I think your first term, about half of it's just getting familiar with what's going on. You can start you know, really producing and doing some things after that. But, you know, if we're working together, we'll get it done. And I appreciate y'all on that.
Thank you, Ronnie. Larry?
My name's Larry Yetter. My wife's sitting back there, Hazel Yetter, who's a strong advocate of mine. And she's done a lot of work and stood by my side over many years. And I appreciate everything she's done for me, and I want to stress that very highly tonight. We live here in Canada. I've been here for, Hazel, I've been married for 34 years. We have 3 children. One of them was educated in Alexander County Schools. The other 2 went there until they went to school science and math and to the higher education that was specialized for them, including Julie and Alex. And she ended up in Maryland. I believe in public education. Watched my children go through and receive public education. They all have done very well. I believe in the fact that we need to continue to support and to maintain our school system. We need to look after our economic development scandal. And speaking of economic development, I talked about the infrastructure, and Ronnie spoke to that. So we need to make sure we have a strong infrastructure. That's water, sewer, gas, and broadband. So many of our children in this county don't have broadband. We've got to work to make that happen. It has to happen. And one other thing I really want to stress to you is that my family's made up to get educated. My wife's a teacher. My daughter's a teacher. My daughter-in-law's a teacher. My son is an assistant professor at American University in Washington, D.C. now. And my family's made up of educators. And the other thing is that if we do not continue to work on our infrastructure and have strong economic development in this county, things are going to fall to the wayside. And so many times when we look at things that happen in this county, but one thing that we really need to stress also is our agriculture. We need to pay attention to our chicken farmers and our cattle farmers. We need to make sure we're there to protect them and look after them. I'm a strong supporter of that. After what happened to the pig farmer down east, I don't want to see that happen to our chicken farmers or our cattle ranchers. I want us to have a good, clean environment in this county. I want us to learn to take care of one another and look after one another. Be proud of the county in which we live. Step out and say, I'm from Alexander County, I'm from Titusville, and I'm proud of it because we've got some of the most beautiful land around in this area. We've got the lake, we've got the mountains, we've got it all here. We just need to all bring it together and all come together to make Alexander County the best that it can very be. And on top of that, that's the reason I'm running for county commissioner, because I believe in Alexander County, and I believe in the people of this county. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dale. First, I want to thank everybody for coming out. I think it's a good crowd, Dale. And if you hadn't come out, this wouldn't be, this would be meaningless. So thank you for coming. Thank you for the interest that you show in our county and in our local government. It's gratifying that you're sitting out there. It's humbling to sit up here, but it's gratifying to see you out there. My wife, Amy, is with me tonight. Amy and I raised 6 children here in the county. We sent all 6 of them to Alexander Central, and they've all 6 graduated. And well, here, I'm at it. Miracle can happen. This is our home. I moved here in 1955. When we left Wilkes County to come over here, my mother said, goodbye, God, we're going to Alexander County. But it bothered me a little bit at the time because I didn't want to go to a place where God didn't exist. But later she told me she didn't really say it that way. She said, good, by God, we're going to Alexander County. I'd like to see Marty's mother. I didn't get to see her when he introduced her. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for raising a good child. My heart's here in the county. I want to see the county continue to grow. I think we've kind of leveled off. The best thing that we have going for us in this county economically, I think, is our railroad. I really support Alexander Railroad, and they got our industrial park started. When I was with the Chamber and Economic Development Council back in the mid-'80s, we tried to get an industrial park. We tried to get a committee of 100, put up $1,000 each to buy land, and we just couldn't find the people to do it. But the railroad along with the county's help, has got an industrial park. We've got some great tenants there. They get ready to build a shell building there. That's certainly a move in the right direction. And as has been said earlier, water and sewer, you can't have industrial development without water and sewer. And we now have natural gas. All of that was kind of not here 30 years ago, but it's here now. So we need to keep this momentum going, but we need to ramp it up. It needs to be, I think we need to go at a little bit higher rate. Again, I'm looking forward to serving. I've done a lot of economic development work over the years, and I'm a 33-year member of the Taylor Hill Rotary Club, and I just look forward to serving on the Alexander County Commission. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks to all five candidates. I'm not sure if I mentioned we are live streaming. Okay, question at this time. Marty, it's been said that economic development, good public schools go together like peanut butter and jelly. What does that statement mean to you?
Well, if it goes together with peanut butter and jelly, then it should be a pretty good mash, pretty tasty. Economic development, if you don't have a strong, thriving economic development going on, then you're probably hurting funds into the school system that the county could push that direction. So it would play hand-in-hand in my thoughts process. What's the economic department doing as far as marketing our county, bringing in businesses? What incentives are being offered? Are we waiting for them to come here? Are we going after the businesses or the corporations, small, large? The bigger tax base we can get, the more money I'm assuming could be pushed to the school system, which definitely need the funds for our children. And of course, you know, if we've got a strong economic development, then, you know, our kids can come back and work in these jobs that we put them in.
Thank you.
I agree with that statement. When you build homes, retail, industrial, which the industrial commission's already gotten a good start on, once you expand the retail and the home building in the county, it's naturally going to populate your schools. So I do believe they go together like peanut butter and jelly. We need more retail to bring people to this area. We need more new home sales to bring people to this area. And once we get that, with what they've already got going with the factories and industrial buildings that they're building, the shell building, I think that it will be a wonderful peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and we will be on the right track.
Thank you.
Yeah, is really what it's all about. And like I said, in the past terms I served, that's what we've tried to look at, is making the use of all our county abilities as much as we can. I think everyone can see there's an industrial, actually a global company that's coming into Alexander County down at the industrial park, and just as Mr. Dill touched on, the railroad, the gas, the water, the sewer, all that was part of what brought them here to Alexander County. And with schools, I believe in education. I actually served on the school board for two terms. And the funding, you can tell if you look, our funding is up with what we support the schools at. So it does go hand in hand.
Thank you, Ron. All right.
If you don't mind, would you just repeat the question?
Sure. It has been said that economic development and good public schools go together like peanut butter and jelly. What does that statement mean to you?
Well, it means to me that if you've got a good educational system, that means our children are well-educated. A well-educated student is able to go into the workforce and able to do the things that they require them to do. You can't just walk into a manufacturing company and all of a sudden say, I know how to do that. It doesn't happen that way. With strong economic development and education, they'll go really well together, because an educated person is able to do a job and fulfill that job. Now, when I speak of education, not only 12 years education, but across the street over here, we have this training facility that was built for our children in this county and for adults to get an education and to learn how to learn a trade, because all education and economic development is not all formal education. It takes a trade in order to bring all of them together and make it happen.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. For every one manufacturing job, it creates 8 other jobs. So for every time we get a new manufacturing job in the county, it has a spin-off effect for other jobs. The more jobs, the more people, the more children. The problem we've got in this county is in education. We've got a declining student enrollment, which was further exacerbated by the start of the private elementary school in Millersville. I just talked to Sharon Mahaffey today. We get $6,462 for every child from the state of North Carolina. When 200 kids leave the public school system to go to private school, that takes over $6,000 per child out of the system. So that's a step in the wrong direction for public education, and I think we need all the help we can get and for public education, not only in Alexander County, but in the state of North Carolina, because we don't have a great track record in education.
Thank you, Glenn. Melissa, this will come to you first. And this question has popped up on several cards. I think it'd be a good one to go number two. The question has to do with the lack of internet connectivity in Alexander County. A broadband feasibility study was conducted last year and was presented to the commission in January of this year. As a commissioner, what would you do to speed up the process to bring internet service to the far reaches of Alexander County? And may I add one thing. Far reaches is probably not the right term because you don't have to go too far out.
I am in the far reaches. I am in the corner of Alexander or Caldwell and Catalina, Alexander, so I understand the internet problem fully. The feasibility study that you had was with the company that is looking into going forward with putting the dishes on the cell towers. I would do everything in my power to help them because I do live in one of the far reaches to where you call an internet company and go, we need better, and they say we don't have better.
Thank you. Brian?
So that is a very important tool. I think it goes right in line with the education, you know, piece of it. Schools are using more Chromebooks and different things. And I know when I was in school, if you talk about Chrome, you put a new set of hubcaps on your car. But Chrome today is a whole different thing. So that's why we have initiated the broadband study and the feasibility parts of it. It's just, I say at a lot of our meetings, wheels turn pretty slow within government, but that's something we're looking at. We're hoping to get some grants so we can, you know, expand that. It is needed everywhere in the county.
Thank you, Ron.
Larry? You know, knowing where the problem, where the situation is at this time, I was in on the group that voted to have the feasibility study when it came into the county. The only thing you can do is, because government does move slow, and the fact that the county has to try all they can to get grants to do these things with. We're not as fortunate as Caldwell County when they put all these transmitters in the buses over there. We don't have that kind of money. We don't have somebody to walk in and give it to us. So when you get these grants and you do these things, I know that the county's worked with COG and worked with the private company that's trying to do all they can to get internet here and to have it throughout the county. And I'm hoping that they'll look at our water towers and the other transmitters are out there and join forces with somebody else, like Verizon or somebody, in order to make internet service available all across the county.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay. Internet's critical. My own company, everything we do is on the internet. I mean, if I don't have a laptop and I'm not connected to the internet, I'm out of business. So, and you take the same thing for the kids in school, their generation is that much more further into the internet than my generation, but we've got to expand it. We've got to do whatever it takes to expand it. We have to spend money. If we have to spend money, if we can't get a grant, it's got to be expanded, because if we don't, we're in the 20th century and we're 20 years behind time.
Thank you,
Glenn.
Can
you
repeat that deal?
Sure.
This question has to do with the lack of internet connectivity in Alexander County. The broadband feasibility study was conducted last year and was presented to the commissioners in January this year. As a commissioner, what would you do to speed up the process to bring internet service to the far reaches of Alexander County?
Knowing that that's all based on grants, I'm not sure if there's a way to speed that up. However, if there was a way, we would definitely should take a strong look at it, because each year that goes by, another set of kids goes out without the right tools for the way education these days works. Also, it affects even home buyers. And in the top three criteria now, hey, what's the speed of your internet at whatever house fits their criteria? Well, if we could get that broadband out in the areas, in the more rural areas, then it's going to bring in more homes that someone could look at. So that is a top pick. The feasibility study, when it was performed, I'm not sure how in date that will be by the time it actually gets here, if it's already outdated or not.
Thank you. Can you get out there, people? That is correct.
Really?
Ronnie, this will be you. This question will probably overlap with two or three questions close to this and involve school funding. So, if a particular question didn't get asked, I think this will get in the neighborhood. A study issued in January this year called the North Carolina Local School Finance Study shows that only seven of the school districts in North Carolina were funded at a rate lower than Alexander County schools. The study considered Alexander well in terms of the county's ability to pay, and found that Alexander County's ability to fund public schools ranked 76 out of 100 school districts. Will you commit to move Alexander County school funding into line with the county's ability to pay? In other words, would you support moving us up to 76 out of 100 based on ability over the next 3 years? Right now, we rank 93rd in the state.
I've seen some of that study. I guess the figures are true, but I know personally, since I came on the board, you can look back and it's, you know, everything's public record. And we've tried to increase, you know, as much as we can. I think we've increased something like $1.6 million just since I came on. So, you know, education does, you know, it rates high with me and rates high with the rest of the commissioners. It's just, you mentioned Caldwell a while ago. Excuse me. But Iredell County, 1 cent on property tax, and that's really the only tax that the commissioners can't control and don't like to do it. But 1 cent in Iredell will raise $1.5 million. 1 cent in Alexander County raises $250,000. So that's one of our things that we're up against. But as I said before, we've got some things going. We've got industrial, the water, the sewer. There's some people already committed that developers going to build over 100 apartments in Bethlehem on 127. Another guy's going to build a bunch of houses off of Ring Dam. That's how we're going to get to where we really need to be with our funding. It makes our tax base grow too. So, yes, that is very important.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Well, you know, over the years, whenever I was on the commission board, we raised funding for schools. I think schools are really important. We need to make sure that we keep them funded. You know, when you lose the kids that you lose out of schools, they lose that money from the state, and about $6,400 that they lose from the state of North Carolina. And when you lose that money, it doesn't come back, okay? Now, I think I'm not going to be against private schools or any other schools. I think all parents should have their choice where they send their children. That's what America's about, choices. Whether you like them or whether you don't. And the other thing is that, you know, we need to continue funding schooling, and I look forward to getting with it. I told Dr. Hadley the other day when I spoke to her, I look forward to getting with them, sitting down, having Southern County Commissioners, Southern School Board get together, walk in the room. We're going to sit down. We're going to come up with some way that the school board's happy, the county commissioners happy, and we give our children this kind of best education they can. And I talked to Dr. Hadley about that just the other day, and I firmly am committed to sitting down with the school board. And that's coming up with a mutual understanding of how we're going to raise Alexander County to a new level.
Thank you, Larry. Glenn?
My campaign has three emphasis. Law enforcement, I think we need to fund law enforcement better in this county. The salaries are abysmal for our people that put their life on the line every day for us, every night, every weekend. Law enforcement, number one. Education, number two. We're not doing what we should be doing. We have to raise money. We have to go out and collect school supplies for the elementary schools every year. We've got churches, we've got individuals that are taking money out of their own pocket because the county doesn't do enough for education in this county. So if I'm elected, the education will get more than just talk, they'll get dollars. And the third thing is economic development. I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Thank you, Tom. All right.
Number one, I think we lose grasp on what their number one asset in this county. It's pretty simple, it's the children. I hate to see our children go through and be deprived of certain educational experiences just because of a budget lineup. To me, that doesn't make sense. And it may not be practical in some sense. However, a lot of these questions go hand in hand, economic development, new revenue, you name it. I'd like to see we set a minimum standard as a platform of the fund cannot get below and maybe get a percentage. So as the economy grows, things get better, even their funds get better. I'm on the school board currently. I see how that fund balance goes. From everything that I've seen, we run on the seat of our pants to get through. So with that being said, I'm going to be a huge advocate on bumping up this fund for our kids.
Thank you, Mark.
This question hits very close to home for me. My child is now enrolled in Catawba County Schools because when it came down for her to go to an early college, Alexander County did not have one. So the answer to your question is yes. Everything in my power will be done to help our schools.
Thank you. Okay, following that topic, I think we probably should jump on the big elephant in the room. Taxes. Let's see. Thurston?
Ryan. I think it's my time.
Okay, perfect guy. For what reasons would you be in favor of raising taxes?
Well, I've always said that if I ran county commissioner, I'm not going to stay whether I'd raise taxes or whether I'd lower taxes. I think that you have to get involved in the situation, knowing what's going on in the county and what's going on all around the county in order to determine whether or not there should be an increase in taxes. We have to maintain a certain fund balance. If we don't, you can't borrow money because the LGC will tell you that you can't do it. I sat through that session. I received a letter from the LGC telling us that we couldn't borrow any money. We couldn't do anything for 2 years after I came on the county commissioner. So, if to maintain that fund balance and to do the things that we need to do, I don't have a problem with raising taxes to do what needs to be done. I'm not afraid of that. I think everybody knows me knows. I made the motion to raise the taxes last time. You got to do what you got to do to take care of this county. The other thing that we need to do is we need to work with the General Assembly and we need to get a sales tax in this county of 1 cent that will go toward our county, bring that money in and take some of the pain off of our property owners. If we could get a 1 cent sales tax and earmark that towards certain things we did, then that's one of the things that we need to fight for. And also make sure that our sales tax, instead of being from point of sale, are distributed to the local counties, especially rural counties by per capita, instead of by point of sale at this time.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay. You're still in charge, right? It's wonderful. We have the highest taxes in the Unit 4. We're 79 cents per 100. Catawba 59. Burke is 63 and Caldwell 67. Or maybe vice versa, but we're 20 cents higher than Catawba. Our taxes, the first thing I would do would be to lower the taxes. If we have to, I'm not sure exactly what steps we'd have to do, it may be drastic, but we pay too many taxes in this county. We were 3 years late in getting the alcohol referendum passed. We finally got it passed 2 years ago, but we should have had it passed 5 years ago. So we're just coming out of the 20th century, and that's part of our problem. Internet, taxes, retail, all that goes back to the fact that we couldn't compete with our neighbors. Now we finally are on a level of putting to compete with our neighbors economically for economic development, but we've got to lower these taxes because, to me, we're the laughing stock of the uniform.
Thank you.
As far as raising, lowering taxes, I think we need to all understand that the way I view this from the outside in, because I'm currently not a commissioner, the surrounding counties all around us have major thoroughfares. They have interstates, they have Highway 421, 321, 77, 40. Those bring business, those bring tax dollars. We don't have in Alexander County that retail base of tax revenue coming in. So I assume that the county commissioners have to pull it from somewhere, and that's why ours is an elevated rate. Things that we should look at is how efficiently are we running as a county? How's our budget? You know, are the departments being good stewards of the money being allocated that our citizens are paying in? That's a huge responsibility. We simply don't have the retail, so we're going to have to look at it in different measures to find out if that could be lowered. You know, what items does the county's citizens want, and if they're willing to pay for those items?
Thank you, Martin.
Question was, would I raise taxes?
No. For what reasons or reasons would you favor raising taxes?
Never. No. We can grow our retail tax base and our property tax base by building homes, building retail, streamlining, making what we are using the budget for now more efficient. And no, I would never vote to raise taxes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, everybody knows what I did, just Larry mentioned. That was something that was not very easy for me. But when you get to a situation, I compare it to having a credit card bill. I didn't run that credit card bill up. But if it's in my name or my wife's name or you know, whatever, you can stop it, but you still got to pay that bill from behind. So that's what we did with raising taxes. And I'll never say that I'm going to lower them or raise them, but I'm going to be looking at it as close as I can because when I get my bill, I'm just like you are. It's too high. It's too much. But, you know, that's something that you got to look at. We have to pay our bills as a county. So, you know, it's something that I don't take it lightly. And I consider the county's money like my money. I try to spend it as wisely as we can.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
This is a question that's hit Cody more than once tonight. A concern has been expressed about the low pay for many of our county employees. What would you do as a commissioner to make our county more competitive as to employee salaries, for example, deputies, EMS personnel, and DSS employees?
I would, unlike most of these last commission boards, I would work with our sheriff. He's our law enforcement professional. He's been 35 years in the job, maybe 40. I would listen to him. I would work with him. I would not handcuff him like it's been done by the president and past administrations. I would reach out to him and his people because we're basically a training ground for other counties. The guy running against Chris was trained here, and then he went to work somewhere else because he could get more money, and he's working in Troutman right now. I hear he's getting ready to go to somewhere else in Troutman. But I would definitely try to address that. And I sure would spend $3 million remodeling the old Trio supermarket, which was a former bank. I mean, $3 million of your tax dollars is going in this building to Hickory Construction and other outside of the county firms. So, you know, you say the credit card was already run up. No, it got run up by $3 million just on the Trio building.
Thank you. Mark,
could you repeat that question?
Sure. A concern has been expressed about the low pay for many of our county employees. What would you do as commissioner to make our county more competitive as to employee salaries, for example, deputies, EMS personnel, and DSS employees?
I know one thing, if we ever had to call in and needed a law enforcement officer, I would sure appreciate them showing up. So I want to give a shout out to our law enforcement. They do a great job. Do I think they're underpaid? I really do. I've seen some numbers, and it's kind of heartbreaking on some of them. I would say that a close relationship has to be established between different boards and elected officials. Current sheriff is elected, of course, and he gets his funds from the county, and he gets to appropriate them how he deems necessary. But if there's divisions going on, then progress cannot occur. So if there's indifferences, division going on between different entities in the county, that's got to stop. Relations got to be built so that you can move forward. And if you can find a way to bump salaries up or more benefits, then that's fabulous.
Thank you, Marty.
I have already addressed this on my social media page. Yes, they are getting a raise. As a realtor, when you try to sell property in Alexander County and they say, how many sheriff officers do you have in Bethlehem? And you say, well, which shift is it? And if it's one shift, you may have two. And if they're in Stony Point, it's going to take them a minute. So, yes, they're getting a raise. Sheriff Bowman has done a wonderful job with what he's got to work with. But I do believe that we, all emergency services personnel need a raise. We need to find it, and we need to make it happen.
Thank you.
All right. I take just a minute to the statement Mr. Dill made. The cost for remodeling the bank building has nothing to do with what the tax increase was. That tax increase was well before then. The county budget right now is something like 41.3. The school budget, and this is for 18-19, is 50.8. If you look at budgeting, all that is public record. We're coming in pretty much even or under for the last 4 years for a county budget. So, you know, we are looking at it. And yes, I was shocked at what the cost is, but, you know, when we get everything in one place, and that's something that will be good.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay. You repeat your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I tell these folks they could have extra time if they were rebutting somebody else's early grant or something.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to rebut what he just said.
You're in the circle. I'm in charge.
So you were shocked at the $3 million? I mean, I think the whole county was shocked, but I would hope that you wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, I'd like to interrupt you. The rebuttal is when you're doing the question when you're answering the question.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Question again, right?
Yeah.
We'll get there. A concern has been expressed about the low pay for many of our county employees. What would you do as a commissioner to make our county more competitive as to employee salaries, for example, deputies, EMS personnel, or DSS employees?
Well, you know, it takes time to do things, and you know, when you come into a situation, you have to evaluate it, look at it, see what you can do, what you can help and can do. And I know, I think it's maybe been given that we don't. I've met with Dr. Head from the school board. I've met with the sheriff, Bishop Bowman. Met with all the entities. We're trying to work together to make everything work out. But you have to do it within the means that you're doing. And you can see we get a COLA last year, and we're getting ready to do another this year. So, you know, we're trying to make some steps in the right direction. But, you know, with our budget, it's hard to do it all at one time.
When I look at the budget and everything, see what goes on, one of the things that we did several years ago, the sheriff's department and the EMS personnel and the law and the janitors all got a pay raise, and the rest of the county employees didn't get that. We raised their salaries at that time. The other thing is the fact that one of the things that's never been implemented in this county in many, many years is merit raise increases that should be implemented. The funding needs to be there so that the sheriff and everybody else can make sure that the county employees are on the merit system so that each year they'll be able to receive that merit raise if they so did the job the way that their supervisor said. Total raises are called the living increase. It doesn't, you know, it's not going to help these people get a higher pay increase unless they have a formula that we go across with so that each employee in the county is able to get a merit raise based on what their supervisor recommended with the amount of money that's funded to that department for them to get that merit raise. I served on the county commission for 12 years, never got it implemented, it's still not implemented. That needs to be implemented so that we can take care of our good employees, because everybody knows you walk in for an evaluation no matter where you work.
Thank you, Mark.
shift gears here on this next question. The need for a public swimming facility has been discussed for years. What do you think of the idea of the county working with other institutions to achieve this goal?
So what would I do to work with other institutes to...
Other organizations in the county?
I think a swimming facility or an aqua center would be fantastic to have. That would probably be like a little gym of, where it was placed in the county. I think our swim teams have to travel. I'm thinking the Wilkes or somewhere, I do not remember. But it was definitely, in my opinion, to build a facility of that size. That, for one, that would be expensive. So you would definitely have to have a working relationship with some institutes to have some money to bring to the table for that.
Thank you.
Building one, no, that is expensive. Partnering with the YMCA or some other entity that already has one in Alexandria would be my first draft. I do believe we need it for economic development and growth to bring people to the community. So if that partnership wasn't available, we would need to look into finding a way to make it happen. But right off the bat, just building one.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's been addressed even back when I was on the school board, for doing that. But just as Donald just explained, that's something that would be a good thing. It's kind of like people that have a swimming pool at their house. It's good when it's hot and everything, but you got to maintain it, you got to keep it and keep it going. And that's what we need, a partnership, with someone. I'll be willing to check out to try to see if there is one.
Thank you, Ron.
If you'll go back and look several years ago, the plans for the Aquatic Center for Alexandria County, they were landing in Mr. French's office out there at Alexandria County, had those plans drawn up many years ago. We tried to build the YMCA at that time, not YMCA, we tried to do the Aquatic Center at that time. We almost had it, we thought we had to deal with one, and the economy went south. The economy went south, we pulled it back. We do have plans for that, but it needs to be built with a joint effort. The county can't afford to totally do that all on its own. But it'd be great to be able to do that. We looked at doing it with the schools and with the YMCA, and the property was there for us to do it, but the funding was not. Those plans are there. It's already drawn up. It's ready to go. All we need is partners in this county, and it's ready to dig the hole. And it's an aquatic center, 8 lanes, and it's got stage for people to watch the children practice and have events. Thank you, Larry.
I was an assistant scoutmaster for years, and we took our scout troop to Lenore to the Aquatic and Fitness Center. They've had that over 30 years in Lenore. So it can be done. When we built the new Y, we were told that the county was going to get a grant. They were going to get the pool built if we got money for the Y. So we got money for the Y, but the county did not come through their end. For whatever reason, they didn't come through, and so we didn't get it. So we never put the pool in the Y because the county was supposed to be getting the grant. But certainly I'm in favor of it. Kids need to learn how to swim. I mean, and the swim team, as Marty mentioned, I mean, we need to have a swim team. It's a crime. We have a nice tennis facility. We have Rocky Face Park. We have some great facilities for recreation. But we certainly do need to address the aquatic needs in the county.
Thank you, ma'am. Melissa, you're our first one. What do you see as the key to the Alexandria County Board of Commissioners and the Alexandria County Board of Education having a positive relationship?
You just stole my closing statement. I believe that we need to lay down our differences. I believe we need to embrace our differences and work together to come to a positive solution for Alexandria County. I have been both parties. So I believe that I can work with everyone to come to a compromise, and I believe all branches of government should do that.
Thank you.
Back to me. That's something that has happened. Just that I've touched the base a little bit before. I've met actually with Dr. Hesner, Karen Briggs, Sharon was involved in a couple of meetings. The board members I've tried to contact, reach out. We've had a total board meeting since I've been on the board between the schools and commissioners. So, yeah, the relationship, you know, I don't really see it as jagged as they say, but if there is something, it's there, yeah, it needs to be worked on. And we need to work together. That's for the good of everybody.
Thank you. All right.
All right, just like I said a little while ago, I think that the school board and the county commissioners need to come together, and they need to discuss the needs of what the school needs, and there needs to be a five-year plan. There needs to be a plan out there so the county can see what the school's trying to do, and then the plans that the county has, and they'll come together and talk about those plans, what the school has, what the county's trying to do. Then I think you can alleviate this thing of worrying, well, they didn't fund this, they didn't fund this, they didn't do this. I think if we'd all sit down together and unite in a room, leave our differences at the door, check them at the door, go in and sit down, I firmly believe that they can come to an understanding and have a good relationship. I mean, I personally don't have a problem with any of them. I talk to them all the time. But, you know, I discuss money with them and what's going on. So.
Thank you,
Mr.
Mayor.
The late Mayor Taylorville, Guy Barringer, said 15 years ago that we're too small not to work together. The county and the town need to work together better. I'm the only member of this commission candidate group that pays taxes in both the town of Taylorville and Alexander County. So I pay 40 cents per 100 in Taylorville, and I pay 79 cents per 100. So I pay a lot more taxes than anybody else here. So taxes are they're just too high, and we've got to bring them down. But I would work more with the town and the school board. I mean, all the entities in the county. Thank you.
Thank you.
Marty's turn.
Marty?
Did
you
get the
final
list?
Yes, you do. Thank you.
Get your question again now.
You're going to read your own
don't
question.
Me
you're
me
going to read your own question for the night, though.
I think basically the question was, what do you see as the key to the Elizabeth County Board of Commissioners and the Elizabeth County Board of Education to have a positive relationship?
I do need to correct one thing. My wife and I, Jennifer, are property owners in both counties and cities as well, so I understand what Glenn is saying as far as that goes. As far as the two boards, I sat in a school board meeting one time and read through the policies and manuals and stuff, and it actually has language in there stating that the two boards come together and maybe go on a retreat of some fashion. So yes, the dialogue, the relationship, if there is a damage there, it needs to be rectified, it needs to be explored, going away, this is business, it's our kids, it's our county, it's our family.
Thank you. Got everybody now, Ron?
Okay. It's been discussed in the past, over probably the last 10 years, the question of the Office of County Commissioner being nonpartisan. Would you support that?
Is it me?
Yep.
Well, I guess it would have advantages, disadvantages, but that's not something that really is controlled by the commission. You know, that would be something that would be brought to a vote, you know, by the county. But I don't know, I think it kind of energizes people just a little bit myself, you know, with a little healthy competition, you know, just like what we're doing tonight, if everybody's singing Kumbaya and we're all holding hands, you know, it's great, but I like a little bit of something to kind of, you know, change it up a little bit, you know, put a little energy into it. So, but I wouldn't be against that.
Sorry. I don't have a problem with it. I think when you have the two-party system, I think it brings a little funk to it, just like the Yankees and the Red Sox playing. Makes you want to be there, makes you want to get involved, makes you want to pay attention to what's going on. But anyway, you know, folks, I'll tell you something, okay? I see the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life in Alexander County this year. And you talk about nonpartisan politics. You want to talk about whether you want to be Democrat or Republican Party. I have seen more Republican and Democrat signs in people's yards together than I ever have in this camp. Now, that's a sign to me that people are looking for one thing. They're looking for leadership, and they're looking for people they can depend on. And I respect the citizens of Allegheny County for that. I really do.
Okay, repeat the question, please.
Okay.
This has been proposed and discussed in the past, but do you think the Office of County Commissioner should be nonpartisan? I'm a strong advocate of the two-party system. I think the thing that's made America great is a two-party system. The parties, as was said earlier, energize people. The parties go out and people like Larry Price from Stony Point work their butt off to get people to run for office and get them to run. If you just had it nonpartisan, I don't think you'd have near the turnout. Probably wouldn't have debates. So I'm in favor of the two-party system, and I think that's what's made our country great. Now, I think if you look at countries like Germany that have been taken over by one party, you see what happens when you have one party leadership, and Russia's another one, and even to some degree Italy. But certainly we need a strong two-party system.
Thank you, Glenn.
I can see pros and cons out of the way. I think it's actually pretty healthy to have two parties. You know, to do away with both parties, I'm just not sure of that. We already have low turnout in our polls, in midterms and other factors. I think they do bring an awareness. Each party brings an awareness to folks that are under their tickets to get people out to vote. It's a shame that we have declining polls year after year. In my opinion, you know, we're afforded the right, the privilege to vote, and the least we can do is get out there and vote, period. Whether it's for, you know, me or not, go vote. I mean, that just shows respect to your veterans, in my opinion.
Thank you, Mike.
Isn't it already nonpartisan? It's one party, the whole board. Yes, I think it should be nonpartisan. We should lay down our parties and fight for the good of the county, not each other against which party is better. And in my opinion, we've been nonpartisan for many years because it's all Republican. So yes, I would like to see it be nonpartisan.
Thank you. I like to rebut that. The sheriff's not Republican. The clerk record, the register of deeds is.
Did you not say commissioners?
Yeah, we're talking commissioners tonight. Okay, we have an interesting one. Brain drain is a term used to describe the loss of the region's most educated and talented graduates and workers to more favorable geographic, economic, and professional environments. What actions do you suggest that Arizona County take to prevent brain drain and retain top talent in our county?
Was it my son?
Yeah, that was
my son. Excuse me. All right. But who can you up here, folks? Okay. The problem we have is what we're having in all rural counties is the fact that all of our people are moving to areas like Clemens, Raleigh. They're moving to these areas because of the fact they can find the jobs that apply to their educational level, and they test their skills. And that's what they want to do. There's more things for them to do. The thing that we talked about in the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners and the Western Piedmont Council of Governors, we talked about these things. How are we going to keep the people back in the rural area? How are we going to keep them here? Some people are not going to leave no matter what. But those people that want to go and enjoy that type of life, you're not going to keep them here. But the one thing that we can look to do in this county, we need to protect the industry that we already here, but we need to diversify more. And in diversification of industry, then you can bring these people back. Bring those type jobs in here, and we bring those folks here. That's the one way you get them back.
Thank you, Mayor.
We need more mental goals in this county. Mental goal, when he saw Watson, a technical, which I helped get a community development block grant for Steve Watson, when he was running Watson, a technical, and helped him expand, and Mitchell was their buyer, and he bought the company. We need more mental goals. We need people that would, I know people from Catawba County that work at Mental Goal in Taylor. They drive from Catawba County into Taylor to work every day because they're a good job at Mental Goal. We need more of that upscale industry in this county. And I would work for economic development along with education and law enforcement. Those are my three campaign goals, is to further all three of those: law enforcement, education, and economic development. And I'm a strong proponent, as I said, of the railroad. Thank God we got the Alexander County Railroad. Some counties don't have a railroad, period. We have rail, we have natural gas, we have water, so we are well suited to start growing this industrial park. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Catawba County, a few years ago, decided to put in a connector, a sidewalk lifestyle atmosphere change from downtown Hickory up to the Crawdad Stadium. And they're working on that. What they found out was your folks out of college up to, 35 or so, and that group lacks the same lifestyle, believe it or not, as the elderly group on amenities and walking, having that downtown feel, safe neighborhood. So they're dumping a lot of money, but they have the money to do so. So that's how they're trying to retain back the new age moving out of the area for jobs elsewhere. But they're also bringing jobs here to accommodate that. And then a lot of the new age folks are working from home, from high-speed internet areas, of course, because their businesses allow them not to be in the office because it's cheaper on the business to build it on the home.
Thank you, Marty.
I agree completely with Mr. Deal. We need to have our industries take notes from Mitchell Gold, Bob Williams, anyone who works for them, the perks they get. They don't get very many.
Thank you. Ron?
Could you read this question?
Sure. Brain drain is a term used to describe the loss of a region's most educated and talented graduates in workers from more favorable geographical, economic, and professional environments. What action do you suggest that Alexander County take to prevent brain drain and retain top talent in our country?
Well, it's been talked about already. We do lose a certain age group, it goes away. Western Piedmont Council of Governments, they do studies, and we're combined with like four counties, Catawba, Caldwell, and Alexander, on doing studies. And, there's a lot of numbers and a lot of figures, but, that's something that we're acting on and have been acting on with the new Borealis plant, also with the investing, not really spending, but investing to do another shell building, which will diversify our jobs. And our jobless rate is the lowest around, but we just need to get some people that are driving out of here to stay here and work here.
Thank you. Did you start?
I think I started.
I'm walking down.
I think I started that one, if I'm not mistaken.
We got time for one or two more, then we'll have you guys wrap up.
Thank you. Time frame we're looking for.
Kind of a broad-ranging question here. We look at funds that are siphoned off from public schools to charter schools, vouchers, things of that nature. What is your opinion on that? Is that a healthy thing for education in North Carolina? Is that a detriment to public education?
I'm a product of public school. My six children all went to public schools. I'm a strong advocate of public schools. I think that's what sets America off from a lot of the rest of the world. We have free public education. When you take money away from education and you give it to charter schools or private schools, even church schools, it weakens the public school system. I am very much opposed to weakening the public school system. I think we've weakened it about as far as we can go. And I think literacy needs a big push. And I think we need to put more money in education and put our money where our mouth is.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn.
Martin?
Public education, in my opinion, is probably the best asset that we have in our civilization, in my opinion. Stripping money on the state level or whatnot and pushing it to private entities, private schools, I have no problem with private schools. Everyone should have a choice. If you can afford to send your child there, whatnot, or you have the means, great. Fantastic. I don't think we should take public tax dollars to fund a private school. In my opinion, the public school system has been systematically targeted and is deteriorating rapidly, in my opinion, from a state level or even maybe possibly a national level.
Thank you, Martin. I highly agree with that statement.
I am all for freedom of choice. However, my child started Bethlehem Elementary when Dr. Hefner was the principal. She's now a challenger because we didn't have the art college facility here. She is up for the Howard McCain Scholarship full ride at UNC Chapel Hill. She's applying to MIT. She got a fly-in paid for full visit to Wash U last week. Alexander County Schools give the best education that I could have dreamed of from my father. I would do anything to support the public school system.
Thank you. Ron?
I'm proud of public education, public school system. Back here, I all went through the public school. But I'm a fan of, you know, the freedom of choice. I don't like anything just forced, you know, on us. And, you know, each one of us are contributing taxes, just as Mr. Dillon mentioned, the amount per student that's paid in. You know, and people, there are people that's just, you know, tickled to death with what's going on, and other people want a different option. You know, it's kind of like, you know, restaurants, cafes, whatever it is. One person likes it, but you can see from local, as our board, we funded the local schools more than any board prior to the last 4 years that we've increased funding. So education does rate very high with us. It used to be up to, ultimately, the parents for the choice. You know, if they can afford it, then, you know, that's their choice, not to force, you know, their own thing. But public school is a good thing. It's working. I appreciate the teachers and all that we have.
Thank you, Ruth.
Well, personally, I think that everybody should have a choice. If you want to go to a private school, go to a private school. Don't ask us to pay for it. If you want your child to go, you put the bill. If you want to go to a charter school, some of those charter schools are paid for by the state. But here's the thing, folks, that all of us need to remember about public education. Public education takes all children. They don't care who you are. It doesn't matter. They bring that child in, and our educators do everything they can to teach this child. That's what public education is about. Public education is about helping every child to achieve an education so that they can learn, so they can contribute, so they can take care of themselves and their families, so they can be a participating member of society that will make a difference in the lives of someone else. And when you get your education, whether it's private, public, or whatever, it doesn't matter. Once you get that education, it's your job to give back. That's why we're all here tonight.
Thank you, Doctor. You started or your turn?
I started.
Again.
Well, the time has come with the questions.
Now you're heartbroken.
I think it's 3 minutes between three.
Three minutes.
Start on party number one to share a summary, your thoughts. Topics are totally good.
Closing remarks now?
Yes.
Start off, we're a small rural county. We're a great county. They have a lot of fine neighbors, families, citizens, you name it here. This is the most giving county that I am. In my profession, I'm in every county around here. But there's no place like home. And that's, I guess, why we chose to raise our children here. giving back, the education that I have is up here at Alexander Central and all the way down to Piedmont and Sugar Land. That's my education. I learned to use these right here to provide for the family early on in life, and then other things changed my course and path in life. But we owe it to our kids. Education is huge. I'm going to harp on that when I'm elected. I'm going to harp on that for 4 years here. We're going to provide for our kids, period. And, you know, may not like some folks may not like to hear that from me, but that's going to happen. I mean, that's just it. Infrastructure is always a basic need, always. And you've got to have it to have growth. Housing market, it picks up. It just has a triple effect all the way through the rest of the economy, bottom line. It all starts with the housing market. I hope you'll consider me. And if you do give me a vote, you can rest assured I will do what I tell you I'll do. And you shouldn't expect anything different from me or anyone else. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. Listen.
I'm asking for your vote because I'm a hardworking, honest person who will fight for all people and the betterment of Alexander County. I feel every person in Alexander County deserves a voice on the commission, and I will be that voice. My vision for Alexander County is diversity, growth, and economic development. I see a county in which people respect and appreciate each other and the different perspectives they bring with them. A county in which population growth and economic development feed on each other, making this a great place to live and raise family. With growth and economic development comes the revenues needed to fund our schools and provide a competitive salary and benefits for our law enforcement community. When Alexander County builds more homes and stimulates retail growth, the county will flourish with more property tax, sales tax, and school funding revenues so that we can start paying our law enforcement officers and all emergency services workers the wage they deserve, and we will become the county that everyone wants to move to. Therein, enabling me to negotiate bidding wars on homes in Alexander County. As a realtor, and start looking towards the future with a healthy budget surplus as a commissioner. I ask for your vote, and also ask that you remember my family and me in your prayers as I move forward into this new endeavor and challenge in my life.
Thank you, Mr. Conn.
Like I say, I've been on 4 years. It's been a pleasure to serve as a citizen of Alexander County. I'm desiring to vote again. I say everything that I've done is pretty much, you know, on the record, and you can see by looking. I just kind of like to make mention of a few, I call it, good things that have happened in the last 4 years. The county's been able to work together with most of the entities, you know, other departments in the county. We've increased the fund balance. You know, have more money for what we call a rainy day fund. It's kind of like when you go for a mortgage for your house. If you've got some money in the bank, you've been making your payments on time, you know, you can get a pretty good rate. And that's what the LGC, this has been touched on a couple times, that's where we go for money. They look at what our spending is and how it rates. And that's how we've been able to get, you know, a lot of things going. There has been some retail that has came. We've added some retail stores, a couple auto parts, a couple Dollar Generals. People may, you know, kind of shun that, but every little bit of tax that we can get is tax to stay in Alexander County. We're looking to extend the infrastructure, the water, the sewer, extending water by some 14 miles. Sewer is going to be extended. The state has chosen to make 127 Bethlehem four lane. We're going to probably incur some expense. I think they pay 80%, county pays 20%, but you know, we're wanting to get into a place where we can get things set. And also with our inspection department, I know Marty has made mention of that. We've had some changes there just in the last couple of months. To my knowledge, we're doing same day inspections. A lot of the problems that was going on there are kind of a thing of the past. The guy that's working over that now, he's got his own cell phone number if there's any problems. Also, in the middle of town, the Dayton property is gone. We removed that property and demolished. Excuse me, I attended the groundbreaking the other week. going to be a Rotary stage, and I thank the Rotary for, you know, going with that venture with us. And I think that's going to change the whole aspect of downtown. We'll have a stage where, you know, things can happen on. Also, we've increased and extended the natural gas line to the southern part of the county. We've increased the sewer system so we can provide service to Surety, so we don't lose that business, so we can keep their jobs there. You know, a lot of good things that's going on, and, I desire to continue moving the county forward if re-elected.
Thank you, Ronnie. Larry?
I'd ask for your vote. I'd ask for your support. I've served as county commissioner for 12 years. A lot of good things happen. I enjoy my term on there. I think you have to be involved in the Western Piedmont Council of Government, Old County Association, county commissioner. I think you have to go outside. You have to develop relationships with people in other counties and other areas. I think you have to be involved in these things because you get the information that you need to bring back to Alexander County to make it a better place. And in saying that, I'll tell you this. I was at the North Carolina with the National Association NACAM meeting in Washington, D.C. some 8 years ago. And we were listening to a lady talk. She's the Secretary of Plumber. She was speaking. She was telling us about grants that you could get at that time. You could get to build things in Alexander County. At that time, we had a couple places that were shovel ready. The lady finished talking. I followed her out the door. Rick French and I did. We cornered her out there. We talked to her. We have one facility in this county that was shovel ready. It's the Bethlehem Fire Department, folks. Rick French and I made sure that we got the information that lady. We made a phone call to Russell Green, got the information, and that's how the Bethlehem Fire Department got built. That's how we got that grant. And you do that by going to these meetings, being involved with these people, and making contacts and doing the things that you need to do to bring things back to this county. This is a fantastic county. The people are good. We have a great educational system. I will put our educational system up against anybody's. I will put our people in this county up against anybody's. One thing that you learn about the system of this county is the fact that whenever you talk to other employers, even they will tell you real quick, Alexander County has a tremendous work ethic, and that means a lot to employees. To your employers, they look for that. We've made great strides in the years that's been here. Water lines, sewer lines. We have the gas line that went over to Mitchell Gold. I mean, I remember raising my hand. We got that grant and voted for that to get those things that we needed to take care of our industry and to take care of the things we have. And the more our county grows, most of these retail establishments, some of them will come in here. Most of the places that you see out here, the restaurants and the things that people would like to have, the thing you need to remember is those are population driven. They're population driven. And if you will study that, we hired the group that in this county, we hired them to do a study here to help us bring retail in. Everything that they talked to us about was retail driven, was population driven. So always remember that. As our population grows, things will come in. But folks, education, it seems to me like tonight, was the number one thing to elephant in this room. I'm a strong supporter of education. I'm a strong supporter of Alexander County. And we need to use our assets that we have to make Alexander County a better place to live, and it's already a great place, and to make our citizens be proud. Be proud of where you live from. Thank you very much. I'm Red Tag out.
Thank you, Larry.
Again, I'm Glenn Deal. I'm a candidate for Alexander County Commissioner. I want to thank two gentlemen that are in this room tonight, Larry Price and Jack Sims. They're our party chairmen for the Democrat Republican Party tonight. My hat's off to both of them. I know they work hard at their jobs, and we're lucky to have both of them serving, Larry and Jack. Our problem goes back 12 years. We're a no-growth county. I got the figures of the tax office from 08 to 2018. Residential real property has grown at the rate of 0.338% a year for the last 10 years. That's a per capita rate of growth, 0.33, less than half of 1%. Commercial real property has grown at 1.04% per year. Industrial real property has actually dropped. So, I mean, we basically had a no-growth policy for the last 10 years. Thank God we got the industrial park. That's one of the bright spots we've got going. We've got to exacerbate that. We've got to increase that. We've got to reach out and do more. I'm licensed in 10 states. I have clients in 10 states. I'm an insurance and investment representative. So I travel from here to Texas to California, and I see other areas, and I see growth, and I see what's going on, and it's just not happening here. We've got to think outside the box. We've got to bring more brain power and try to get rid of the brain drain. But we've got to be smarter than we've been. We can't just be business as usual, because otherwise we're going to continue to get left in the dust. The distance between us and our neighbors is going to get more, not less. So we've got to get some new blood and some new ideas on the county commission. We can't do the same old things and the same old thing. Thank God we got Rick French. He's a bright spot in our county government. It was a great idea that when Joel Harbison and John Watts and David Upton hired him, thank God they brought him to Alexander County and got the prison. That was a bright spot. Of course, the previous administration was against that, but the previous administration before the prison did pay $1 million to get Dayton for the Dayton property, which is now a parking lot. So, I mean, we just got to quit doing bad things like we've been doing. We've got to be smarter. We've got to work for the future. We've got to keep our kids here because, I mean, we won't grant it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Okay. We're almost late our time frame. About 8 minutes over. Folks, I want to wish everybody good luck in the election. I appreciate your honesty and being open tonight. I think you give the community a great opportunity for insight into who you are and what you'd like to do. And this meeting tonight was not to say who agreed with the deal. Agree with you. But you have a good chance to share your thoughts. Let's give a hand. The three that win will be my prayers because you're going to need them. Thank you very much.
Voting begins on October 17th. Be sure to vote.